Thank you, Damian, and good afternoon. The California Court of Appeal has ordered Caltrans to re-examine the environmental impacts of the Richardson Grove Improvement Project. The project involves widening Highway 101 through Richardson Grove State Park to accommodate larger trucks, which are currently prohibited from passing through the area. The court ruled that Caltrans must reevaluate its assessment of the project's impact on the old-growth redwood trees located in the park. Caltrans released a statement saying that they remain committed to completing the project in a sustainable way and will comply with the court's request. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce honored six local business leaders at its annual membership dinner last night. Dennis Hunter received the Lifetime Service Award for his service to the Chamber, as well as his work as Commissioner of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District. The Sequoia Park Zoo Foundation received the Award of Merit for their efforts to promote the zoo's development, and John Sapper, Assistant Superintendent for Education Services for the County Office of Education and KINS Community Commenter, received the Special Memorial Tom Cook Award. Fred Sundquist, President of City Ambulance of Eureka, won the Business Person of the Year Award, with the Small Business of the Year Award going to Health Sport and its owner, Susan Jansen. The Business of the Year Award was presented to Greg Gardner and his company 101 Things to Do, which provides regional visitor guides to residents and tourists. Sheriff's detectives continue to search for the suspects involved in a home invasion robbery in the 4500 block of Salmon Creek Road in Miranda on Tuesday. The suspects, who were wearing masks on their faces, held up the 62-year-old male victim and his 60-year-old wife at gunpoint, ordered them to lay on the floor, and tied up their hands and feet. They proceeded to steal 7 pounds of processed marijuana, thousands of dollars in cash, and several firearms. Several items stolen from a Bridgeville residence outbuilding in the 1600 block of McClellan Mountain Road remain missing. The unknown suspect stole an Acura sedan, an all-terrain vehicle, a recreational vehicle, 26 firearms, and a large amount of dried marijuana. While the Acura and the all-terrain vehicle were located, the recreational vehicle, along with the firearms and the marijuana, have not been recovered. The recreational vehicle is white with a brown stripe, California license plate number 2RKC039. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Due to drought conditions, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife will request an extension of the closure of several North Coast rivers to fishing. The closures are intended to protect native salmon and steelhead populations from low water flows. The CDFW is requesting that the streams remain closed to fishing through April 30th. The closures include sections of Redwood Creek and the Eel, Van Dusen, Mad, Mattole, and Smith Rivers. For more information, visit the CDFW's website. This Super Bowl weekend, local law enforcement and the California Highway Patrol will team up to focus on traffic safety. The Humboldt County Avoid the 7 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on local roads in an attempt to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadways. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Over the past few days, the County Drug Task Force, along with members of the Eureka Police Department's POP team, served search warrants at residences in the Alton and Humboldt Hill areas. On Tuesday, authorities searched three residences in the 4900 block of Old State Highway in Alton. They located a dismantled indoor marijuana grow operation and seized over 220 pounds of processed and packaged marijuana, along with approximately $17,000 in cash. 28-year-old Chanel Wolf Kelly was arrested and booked into jail on possession charges, but was later released. On Wednesday, agents and POP team members searched a residence at the end of Lee Lane in Humboldt Hill. They located another dismantled grow operation, along with over $15,000 in cash. Wolf Kelly was found at the scene along with two adult men, an unidentified suspect, and 31-year-old Jonah Greenfield. Wolf Kelly and the unidentified suspect were released, while Greenfield was arrested and booked into jail. The case remains under investigation. And Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies have arrested 27-year-old Redwood Valley resident Krista Lee Erickson in connection to a series of mail thefts in the Ukiah, Redwood Valley, and Willits areas. Deputies located Erickson at her home on East Road, and she was arrested and booked into jail on felony burglary charges. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.